territory. This is among a number of severe economic sanctions planned in the wake of a Hamas-led parliament that is to be sworn in this weekend. Israel is seeking to punish the Palestinians for making Hamas their choice for leadership by cutting off as much financial income for them as possible. The market Israel offers for Gaza exports is crucial for the Palestinian Authority to operate programs for its people. Plus, those exports to other countries also have to pass through Israeli ports. Israel collects about $600 million in taxes and custom duties for the Palestinians each year, but the government is likely to put a halt to those transfers as well. Observers say the plan seems to be to pressure Palestinian Authority leader Mahmoud Abbas to call for Hamas to renounce its doctrine of violence against Israel. If that does not happen, Abbas may be forced to ask another political group to form a government, which would no doubt create a parliamentary crisis and perhaps the collapse of the Palestinian government. And Dateline Dallas. Government agencies have made an apparent mistake in releasing some classified terrorist information that may now damage one of the biggest terrorism prosecution cases it is involved in. The case pertains to the Holy Land Foundation for Relief and Development, a now-defunct Islamic charity that had alleged ties to terrorist organizations. Shortly after the September 11th attacks took place, it had its assets frozen by the Treasury Department. The mistake involves the release of secret wiretap requests that included classified information from government agencies, foreign intelligence reports, and confidential sources. All this information was turned over to defense lawyers last April, but the FBI did not realize what had been given away until last August. Government agents physically went to the courthouse to try and seize those records, but security officials at the courthouse refused to allow that to happen. The files of the court case were then sealed, but then they were unsealed just this week. It is not known exactly what the defense learned from those documents, as both sides are prevented from discussing the information, but motions filed by the defense indicate they think the documents were important and that the surveillance was based on misrepresentations and phony testimony. This is your wake-up call global news update, brought to you this hour by Alliance Financial Group, 381-8967.
Would you like to earn $500 to $2,500 a month? Have you been turned down for a real estate loan because of bad or poor credit? Would you like to invest in real estate but you don't know how to get started? All you need is the right strategy. Let Alliance Financial Group show you how with a free financial presentation every Thursday, 7 p.m. at the Airport Hilton Hotel. Seating is limited, so call 381-8967.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Tune in 2 to 4 weekday afternoons on AM 920 WGNU. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA and let's go take on the day.
Are those wedding bells I'm hearing? You know what that means. No, not Valentine's Day. It's the St. Clair Bridal Fest Spring Review at St. Clair Square, February 18th and 19th. Whether you're planning an entire wedding or just looking for ideas for your wedding planner, the St. Clair Bridal Fest Spring Review is the place to be. Bridal Fest will have vendors and exhibitors from all areas of the bridal and party industry. See the latest fashions while you explore a variety of displays that are sure to inspire. Take a break in the center court and enjoy the music from Night Magic Entertainment. Don't forget to stop by the Bridal Registry, sign up for the mailing list, and pick up your Bridal Fest bingo card. Fill in the spaces and you could win one of thousands of dollars in prizes to be given away all weekend long. That's the St. Clair Bridal Fest, February 18th and 19th, hosted by St. Clair Square in Fairview Heights. Sponsored by Patty Cakes, Night Magic Entertainment, and Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. Get more details at sbcshows.com. This is a Specialized Promotional Concepts production.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? Customer service is always the way that you evaluate whether or not you're going to go back to a store, whether you're going to shop there or not. At the Sears at Union and Natural Bridge at 3425 Union, customer service is king. Customer service is the middle name of Jerome Williams that owns and operates the Sears at Union and Natural Bridge. Whether you want a washer, a dryer, a refrigerator, a big screen television, a little teeny tiny DVD player, a treadmill, a tractor, a lawnmower, they have it all. It's the only full service Sears in the city of St. Louis. Don't go outside of your neighborhood. You don't have to. Go to the Sears where customer service is king and talk to Jerome Williams. I'm Liz Brown. Get your shop on at Sears at 3425 Union.
informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brand.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I'm Liz Brown. My number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Get to me. Lee, good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
I'm blacktastic.
All right. I wanted
to catch your guest
and
ask him, what are they doing? Now, it's wonderful what's going on now, but what are they doing for soldiers overall, or as far as the veterans, the previous wars.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The mistreatment, the report of mistreatment, and the lack of support, it's always been it's always been mentioned, it's always been talked about. And I really wanted to know if they had anything going on as far as they were concerned.
I see that because there are a lot of people that were wounded in wars gone by, right? Is that what you're saying? And what are they missing out on? What kind of pay are they? You're absolutely right.
And it's the hypocrisy of this nation is amazing. The criticism of you're anti-American if you don't support the war, if you don't support our troops, yet, you know, you all made a valid point of how is it, why in the world would the citizens be the one putting up money and, you know, collecting and making donations when we have a government that has more than the means to take care of these things?
Can I share something with you?
Go ahead.
This is a memo that was signed February 10th by David S. C. Chu. David S.C. Chu is the Undersecretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness. And what he has done, this memo has done, has expanded the list of reimbursable equipment and extends the eligible purchase period for reimbursement. So now soldiers have to reimburse the government for knee pads, elbow pads, bed insect netting, insect repellent, reflective vests, and complete ballistic vests. So you've got to pay the Army back for or account for a doggone can of insect repellent. God bless America, red, white, and blue, right? Ain't that some stuff?
Boy, we're supposed to be the ones over in Iraq trying to civilize them, bring democracy in.
Because we care. Thanks for your call, Lee.
Keep doing a great job. I really enjoy you, sister.
Thank you so much, Lee. Will, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Liz. I was wondering if you can tell me the guest name that you had on at 8 o'clock.
Mike.
Can you spell his name? Well, okay, Mike. What's
Michael
that?
Hurst, H-U-R-S-T.
And the book that he wrote.
Oh, you're talking, he didn't write
I'm
a book.
I'm talking about the one that had the website, Black Star.
Oh, you're talking about my 7 o'clock guest. That was my 7 o'clock guest.
Okay.
His name was Milton Alamadi.
Milton. Would you spell the last name?
You can go to my website. Go to my website, lizbrown.com. The spelling is there. His book is there. The information about his book is there.
Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up. Get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Hey, sweetie. How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
Yes. I was just calling about, I heard your guest.
Mm-hmm.
And what I just couldn't believe it. This government is full of bull, and you know what I'm talking about. talking about they got the soldiers got to reimburse them, and they over there giving their life. They don't know where they're going to live or die.
And well, and if they do live and they come back wounded, they still have to pay for their insect repellent. They still have to pay for their elbow pads. They still have to pay for their gloves. They have to pay for their ballistic eye protection. They have to pay for all of that.
Ain't they paying enough about giving, damn near giving their life?
I don't think that there's any debt that's owed. Isn't that something? Now, mind you, this is on top of a reduction of GI benefits. Mind you, this is on top of a reduction of health care benefits. Mind you, this is on top of a reduction of pay. This is what our soldiers have to pay in addition to all of those reductions.
And they got to do all this, and they don't even know whether they're going to be able to get into another T-shirt or not, huh?
That is correct. They don't even know whether a T-shirt would fit on their body, given they don't have any arms, or given the fact that they're paralyzed from the neck down. It's outrageous. Oh. It is outrageous. Thank you for your call, Daryl.
Oh, okay, bud.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. X, Peter.
You know, if you're working for a construction company, if you break the shovel, they give you a new shovel, you don't have to pay. And if they give you your safety equipment, too.
Isn't that something?
Well, I wonder if you can blacken me on something. How do you lose $9 billion? If it's on the back of a truck, at least you would hear the truck sigh when it fell off and notice something had happened.
You're talking about the $9 billion that's missing in Iraq.
Just the money that I'm missing talking about on this particular account.
I have no idea. I have no idea. 454-0400 is my phone number. Don't forget, in the next hour, we are going to be joined by our guest, our regular Friday's guest, Linda McKirkland. She's the program director for Healthy Futures. We're going to be talking about the changes that you need to make in your life, the changes that you can make in your life to have a healthy future. It can't be done. Your health is in your own hands. You're going to learn how to make that happen right here in the next hour with Linda McKirkland. And this is going to be our last call for this hour, John.
Yes, Ms. Brown. Just one quick thing right quick. I was compelled when I was listening to your show yesterday on Reggie.
Justice for Reggie.
And I went to the military website on how many soldiers were on death row. And of the 8 soldiers that's on death row at 411 were 6 of them is black, 1 is white, and 1 is Hispanic.
Mm.
So
it doesn't change.
Right. This is so apparent that this death penalty in the United States is so unfair.
And racially motivated. And I got to go, John, but thank you so much. And thanks for doing that. Share that with us next Thursday.
Will do.
All right. This is Liz Brown. Wake Up Call. We'll be back with Healthy Futures. Don't go nowhere.
You stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches. There's no progress. You pull it all the way out. That's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below the
issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. The nation's airlines are having some trouble keeping baggage and passengers together. How much trouble? The government says about 10,000 bags were lost a day last year. More from ABC News national correspondent Jim Hickey.
An increasing number of passengers are getting on board, but their luggage is not. The Department of Transportation says complaints about mishandled baggage rose 23% last year. More than 3.5 million passengers say their bags were lost. Delta has the most complaints. Airline budget cuts, more passengers, and backed up flights are blamed. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
Vice President Cheney is going to speak to lawmakers in his home state, Wyoming, today. It's his first public appearance since his hunting accident. President Bush says, as far as he's concerned, it's in the past. Others, however, may not be quite so quick to forget.
As for the vice president, he's never been all that popular. His approval ratings have always been in the 30s and 40s, very low range. And this is going to stick to him for an awful long time. He became a punchline this week. But I think the White House can live with that. And he's still very popular in these conservative parts of the country where he does rally the base.
ABC News Chief Washington Correspondent George Stephanopoulos. President Bush has a message for Congress. War is expensive.
The shock here in Washington is not that President Bush is asking for $65 billion more. It is the fact that the current spending in Iraq is a rate of $7 billion a month. and there's no end in sight.
ABC's Ann Compton at the White House. That's what it sounds like today in Milwaukee. Snow is covering just about everything. The same system blamed for reported tornadoes in Indiana. Power outages in that state and in Michigan. And a hailstorm in Missouri, and it's now heading east. The search is on in what used to be a Philippine village. It's now covered by a mudslide. Hundreds of people are feared dead. Many more hurt. The Dow is down 21 points. The NASDAQ is off by 9. This is ABC News.
I promise a new coat of paint.
Stainmaster carpet on every floor.
Guys, enough campaigning.
This President's Day weekend, coming to Lowe's for great values on the best brand names. Now through Monday, purchase any 1 gallon of Olympic Premium interior paint and get a $5 mail-in rebate, or 5 gallons and get $20 back. Also get 20% off all special order Stainmaster carpet. Discount does not apply to in-stock carpet. Between now and the 20th, use your Lowe's consumer credit card on any purchase of $2.99 or more and ask for special financing for 12 months. See store for details.
Good values are important.
Hey, no debate there.
Another way Lowe's is improving home improvement.
Welcome back to Inside D.C. I am Kim Davis, and we're talking politics with James on his car phone.
Kim, I just missed a right turn back there. Now, can I take a right at this light?
Well, I have been accused of leaning to the right.
To easily get back on track when you miss a turn, you want to ask TomTom, not Kim.
Turn left.
TomTom Go is your portable, everyday GPS solution. Grab it and go. Just tap the screen, and a helpful voice guides you where you're going.
You have reached your destination.
TomTom Go. Find your way the easy way. Learn more at TomTom.com.
Another medal for the U.S. Olympic team, a silver. Lindsay Jacobellis of Vermont finished second in the women's snowboard cross. The ice dancing competition begins today. Americans Tanith Belden and Ben Agosto are medal contenders. One of country music's biggest stars is making good on a promise today. Here's ABC's Brad Wheelis.
5 years ago, Keith Urban got a royalty check for his first hit. He bought a 1994 Chevy Impala at Specialty Car Company in Wilkesboro, North Carolina. The dealer took $2,000 off the price under a gentleman's agreement that Urban would make an appearance at the car lot sometime in the future. The Grammy winner is headed back there today to settle up. Urban says it's taken long enough. Specialty Cars' Phil Stevens says he can't believe somebody who's become such a big star would remember a simple handshake promise. Brad Wheelis, ABC News.
Well, the lines will be long there today. They'll also be long at places across the country that sell tickets to the Powerball lottery. Tomorrow night's drawing at least $365 million. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Here's a report of WGNU News. This update is brought to you by the Illinois Lottery. I'm Peyton Colston reporting. 8 weeks into the cleanup from the breach of the Tomsock Reservoir, state park officials are looking toward the long-term recovery of Johnson's shut-ins. Dan Page of the Missouri Department of Natural Resources State Parks Division says they're working closely with the Missouri Department of Conservation, Ameren UE, and others to clean up the facility.
We have staff down at the site, on site every day, and then we have a lot of support staff coming out of our central office from various programs, the Natural History Group, engineers, wastewater specialists.
Page says stream clarity and sediment removal remain among the top issues in the cleanup. December's reservoir breach sent more than 1 billion gallons of water down the Black River and left 3 children seriously injured. A meeting was held last week to update the public on the recovery effort in the park. Another public meeting is set for March 16th. In Madison County, Illinois, police continue to search for a 26-year-old Caseyville woman accused of entering into an adoption agreement and then never giving up the baby. Captain John Lakin of the Madison County Sheriff's Office says Melissa Sparks allegedly entered into an agreement with an Indiana adoption agency and took money in exchange for agreeing to give up her child.
Sometime during the pregnancy, Ms. Sparks was then in contact with a second adoption agency and was then also receiving monetary funds from a second adoption agency as well.
Authorities say Sparks allegedly received $4,000 in monetary support from both agencies. An arrest warrant has been issued charging Melissa Sparks with 2 counts of theft by deception. Finally, if you have digestive problems, you should not always look for a pill. That's according to Dr. Leo Trazen of the Division of Digestive Diseases at UCLA, who says nutrition is a key in digestive health. Dr. Trazen says people should focus on having a diet rich in colorful fruits and vegetables, different types of fibers, low-fat protein sources, calcium, and vitamin D. And that's a check of WGNU News this morning, brought to you by the Illinois Lottery. New, the Illinois Lottery's Veterans Cash. 100% of proceeds supports health care services and disability programs for Illinois veterans. Play Veterans Cash today, because when you play, everybody wins. With WGNU News, I'm Peyton Colston.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Account Temps. Eastbound 255 just from Barracks Bridge. Look for road construction. Left lane is blocked in both directions. 370 at Elm and 94. There's bridge maintenance going on. The left lane's blocked there as well. Southbound 270 at 70. Look for bridge maintenance operations having one lane closed. In both directions, 40 at Hanley. Traffic is flowing freely northbound. Eastbound 40 at 11th Street. Off-ramp is closed for maintenance work this hour. Northbound Route W between 30 and Burnsville. Look for bridge maintenance operations having one lane closed. Northbound Lindbergh between Olive and Page. There's road construction. Right lane is closed. Northbound 141 at Gravois looks good, except for they have road construction. The right lane is closed there as well. Illinois 158 to 64. Look for bridge maintenance operations, so you can expect some lane closures there. Otherwise, all the approaches and everything looks pretty steady this hour. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Account Temps, the world leader in specialized financial staffing. Whether you need temporary accounting or financial help, call Account Temps. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. Much colder, partly sunny, high around 30 today. Colder, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy overnight with a low around 5. Saturday, bitterly cold, mostly cloudy in the morning, becoming partly sunny with a high around 15. And then on Sunday, partly cloudy skies with a low around 5. Currently, the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 19 degrees under partly cloudy skies. Lambert Field is reporting 20. The wind chill outside makes it feel like it's 10. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
You're listening to AM 920 WGNU.
Join the members of the 7th Police District Community Partnership for lunch as we honor the outstanding efforts of some of St. Louis' finest, the police officers of the 7th District. Blueberry Hill owner Joe Edwards will be the featured speaker, with KEZK's Ed Goodman as the MC.
This is Captain Jim Moran of the 7th District. Show your support by having lunch with us at the pageant on Wednesday, February 22nd at noon.
A limited number of tickets are still available for this event. Don't miss out. For more information or to purchase tickets, call Officer Kim at 444-0047. 314-444-0047.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Tune in 2 to 4 weekday afternoons on AM 920 WGNU. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA and let's go take on the day.
The struggle for fairness on the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
The hard truth.
share it in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. Struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equality.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Time once again for Healthy Futures, the weekly radio program that provides you with information on how to take better care of yourself and live a more healthy life. Remember, good health truly is in your own hands. And now, Healthy Futures with Liz Brown and our guest for this week.
Good morning, and welcome to Healthy Futures. Our guest, as always, is Linda McKirkland. She is the Program Director for Healthy Futures. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
Doing good.
Very good. So, let us begin where we always begin.
Good morning. I just want to, again, thank the listening audience for joining us this lively Friday morning, and to thank Support of Child International and Healthy Futures for allowing us this opportunity to do this program, and just to remind the listening audience that we're here every Friday just to encourage you to take health back into your own hands, and that you have the power and the control to do that just based on decisions that you make every day.
And our topic for this morning is...
Our topic for this morning, Liz, is Juicing Power. And again, this is one of the segments of the shows where we talk about a lot of interesting, maybe different things on a weekly to monthly basis. But I always like to backtrack and make sure that the fundamentals that we talk about, that we go back and just reiterate some of the things that we've talked about.
Underscore
this. Right, right. So juicing is one of those primary things that, again, we're just going to talk about them primarily as an overview, but in the second segment of the show, I'm just going to give away a bunch of recipes.
Okay, that's very
you know,
good.
Because, again, it's just the tools that we want to extend to the listening audience, so they have something to work with.
And so get your pens and pencils out.
Yes.
At about 9:35 or so, we'll start giving out some recipes for juicing. So let's start at the beginning of a juicing. What is the benefit of juicing?
The benefits of juicing is to be able to extract all the essential vitamins and minerals that are encased in the foods that we eat. A lot of times we don't always consume the physical amount of food. I'll give you an example. In 10 carrots, you can get a good amount of calcium and protein, but it has to be in 10 carrots.
Mm-hmm.
So, but most of the time, we don't want to eat 10 carrots.
Mm-hmm. Don't have the time to eat.
Don't have the time to eat.
Okay.
And that's another point that we'll talk about later, because juicing is also one of those fast foods, and so we want to designate that as a fast food, but as a healthy fast food.
And so, Linda, when somebody juices, do you have to have a machine to do that? What do you have to do? What is the physical thing that you have to do to juice?
The best thing to do is, Liz, and I've tried it with the processor and little mini homemade juicers, you really have to get you a nice quality juicer in order to do the extracting the way that it should be done.
And just, if I might, let me just talk about my personal experience with juicing, because I got a juicer from you all, actually. And I tried different types of juicers throughout the course of my life when I was dabbling in juicing. And the thing that you got to know yourself when you start off on these things, what you will do, what you won't do. And what I didn't, the challenge that I had with juicing was a machine that had 15,000 different pieces to it.
The big industrial juicer.
Big industrial, and that it was just a whole lot to clean. And it took, and it was a lot of effort to do that.
Yes.
So the juicer that I got from you all, there's four pieces to it. You can rinse them off very easily. You can clean it off very easily. The pulp doesn't get all caught up in the machine. It's not a big deal. And truly putting the fast in fast foods. What I do is I chop my pineapples and my apples and all of that up, fruit juices, in, put them in plastic containers, and when I get up in the morning, pop it into this juicer, and it is truly, truly fast food.
I think that's an excellent point, Liz, because, again, it's knowing thyself and knowing what works best for you. I think everything is made for a specific reason, so juicers are made to juice, although there are varying types of juicers. So you might want to start, you might want to just go and shop around for a minute, look at the various kinds, and then choose.
And go down to Eternity Deli.
Right.
You can have a conversation with them at 11 South Euclid about, and talk to people. You know, you don't have to go to Eternity, but go to some, talk to people who juice and get some recommendations from them, because I know that the juicer that I bought is a lifelong investment. And
did you get the Champion?
I got a Champion.
The Champion.
Champion juicer, and it's going to be with me forever. I get more use out of my juicer than any other appliance outside of my oven in my kitchen.
And also, juices are multifunctional. It's not just for juicing.
That's right.
And so, again, it's not like you're buying an apple core. So that's pretty much you do with it. It's a multifaceted machine it processes food. It makes ice cream.
It does a lot.
It purees.
Yes, it does.
It does a lot of different things that I think a lot of people not always aware of. But then again, as we're becoming more educational consumers, we can make those decisions and look at the different choices that we have available. So juicing is considered one of those healthy fast foods, because in reality, our lives are go, 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 got to have it right now. And we just don't have the time to sit down and do everything that we need to do. So juicing is one of those things that you can do, and it's nutritional, and you still get what you need for that day.
And one of the things that I discovered, Linda, is one morning I was in such a rush. I got up, I did I put my orange and my pineapple and my apples, and I juiced them all up, and I put them in my cup, was running around, and I got out of my routine somehow, and I ran out the house before I drank my juice. And when I came back, it was, you know, things happen for a reason. When I came back, it all coagulated, and I saw it clumped out of my cup. I realized then how much fiber that I was putting into my body. I had no idea the amount of fiber, because it was a solid mass. And I was just, because when you drink it, it's just liquid. But when I let it sit all day, I realized how much extraordinary fiber that I'm putting into my body.
Absolutely. And again, that's another one of the major benefits, because we're all struggling with lack of fiber in our diet because we are not eating the kinds of foods and the types of foods that we need. And fiber is so important, because it's one of those things that pushes stuff through that whole intestinal tract to make sure that you don't get constipated. And so with juicing, with the juicer, actually, once you put the vegetables down or the fruits and you put them into the juicing apparatus, there are two things. It's going to take the pulp, and it's going to put the pulp in one area, and the juice is going to come out another area. So you can drink the juice, then you can also be creative and use the pulp to do different things. And that's one of the ways that we make our carrots supreme. You can take, if you want to even take the pulp from your apples and your, I mean, you can do all kinds of, you can put those in cookies and cakes
and
muffins to, again, get your fiber. And so that's what you just have to, you know, just learn what to do. And that's why we're going to just give out some juicing recipes, so then you'll have something to work with. But any basic juicing book would be good to start with. Again, I just want to just encourage you, when you're going to be starting your juicing, just remember, When you juice anything, a fresh fruit or a vegetable, you have to consume it within 20 minutes mm-hmm. because everything in it begins to oxidize mm-hmm. when the air touches it.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to be able to do that. And also, when you drink your juice, all right, you really want to chew your juice
mm-hmm.
and because you really unlock and unleash the vitamins and minerals, because we do a lot of our food breaking down in the mouth, not in the stomach as carnivores do. It happens when what we eat mixes with saliva. And so you swish it around and
it's
you chew it up.
It's a weird feeling. It's a weird feeling because you're not used to chasing something around your mouth to chew it.
No. And the juicing is thicker than water.
Yes, it is.
And so it's...
And there's fiber in it, but it gets...
Not a lot.
Usually when food that you normally chew gets to that process, that's when you swallow it.
Right.
So
right.
It is...
Right.
You have to work your brain into this new thing
right.
of chasing liquid around
right.
in your mouth and chewing on it.
And you just have to say to yourself, okay, resist that urge to swallow
mm-hmm.
because really you're supposed to, you know, chew your food like... 10, 20 times. I mean, I have to have a mental thing to do that. Because other than that, the urge to swallow is just so strong.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And so then again, we process our foods. We don't process our food and break down our foods as much as we should.
Anyway.
And then that causes the digestive things that we have going on also.
So that's another good tip that you are supposed. And even dentists recommend that
mm-hmm.
you chew your juice.
You chew your juice.
You chew your juice. And I want to underscore, if I can, Linda, the fact that juicing is not something that you can juice and put in a thermos and take with you.
You can't.
You know,
people do, but you can't because
you lose
so much of it. However, I always have to say, because the stuff that we're buying off of the supermarket shelves,
mm-hmm.
you might as well just go give it to your plants
mm-hmm.
because it really, or let your pets drink it, or just. Because it really does not have the nutrients that it really supposed to have, because the nutrients are locked within that 20-minute cycle.
Mm-hmm. So, and also, it doesn't have the pulp. It's interesting
it doesn't have the pulp.
That they have pulp-free orange juice when the
pulp is natural.
Well, not only natural, but so needed by your
body. Right.
You know that we are processing out one of the most, if not the most important component to drinking juice.
But you know, the irony of it, Liz, is that when they do consumer studies or consumer analysis, they find people who say, I don't want pulp in my orange juice. I don't want a seed in my watermelon.
Mm-hmm.
And so then based on consumer senses, then they begin to make products based on that. But that's not always the educated consumer.
It is not. And also there's also marketing that goes on
to
corral people
right.
into that understanding of
right. that's
I
true.
Want pulp free. I mean, who knew that orange juice came without pulp?
Right.
So, you know, I mean, the creation of that was also part of a marketing thing.
Absolutely. And when you just look at the divine nature of fresh fruits and vegetables, as we're going to continue to talk about, that it has medicinal effects. There are certain things in fruits and vegetables that help the body. For example, you can take any book, and I say these things in context because when we talk about the medicinal effects of fresh fruits and vegetables, I'm not telling anybody to get off your medications today and do something different. I would encourage anybody who wants to explore what juicing and what fresh fruits and vegetables can do to do them in conjunction with their physicians.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't do a cure-all thing because that's not what juicing is for.
Mm-hmm.
Juicing is a supplement to what you do every day.
But I do have a kind of if you will, not a miracle story, but a anecdotal story about juicing. A friend of mine didn't like carrot juice. But he also has some diabetes. And his eyesight was blurring from the
mm-hmm.
from the diabetes. I forced him to go to Eternity. I forced him to drink a glass of the freshly juiced carrot juice.
Mm-hmm.
He drank the whole thing. Didn't care for the taste of it, to be honest, but he drank it down. And his vision cleared up.
Mm.
His vision cleared up. I mean, I'm not saying to anybody, don't take your medication, but
right.
there are things that
Absolutely.
We don't know
right.
about it. I mean,
that's true.
And what the glass that he drank was tantamount to 2, 3, 4 pounds of carrots
right.
when he drank that. And his body was so appreciative
right.
that his eyes cleared up.
Right. And that's the thing that we have to think about, because like blueberries are an anti-diarrheal agent.
Mm-hmm.
You have ginger that helps with motion sickness, and it's also been shown in studies to help women who have nausea and morning sickness.
Mm-hmm.
So there's so many things that you can do with fresh fruits and vegetables. And the thing about it, Liz, in old school, we knew these things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Granny would always tell you to go out in the backyard and get this, or go in the woods and get. I mean, that's how I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
However, we've lost that. Nevertheless, major studies and research are going on across the country in major universities and corporations, looking at the effects of fresh fruits and vegetables and their healing powers.
And I think the slowness to us getting this information is the same folks that are, not the same, but a lot of the folks that are looking into this are also looking into the way to make more money.
To make it profitable.
To make it profitable.
Absolutely.
You know, because there's
Absolutely.
Only so much you can charge for an orange.
That's right.
You know,
That's
and
right.
you know, there's only so much the market will bear with regard to that. So that some of the slowness is due to that fact that they're trying to, and that's why you see companies going out and patenting plants, you know,
right.
so that they can get the profit
right.
out of them.
Right.
But this is something that you can do.
But these are the things that nature gives to us automatically. I mean, back in the day, in the neighborhoods where I grew up and in the country where I grew up, you just had stuff growing everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody owned anything.
That's right.
My grandfather was a sharecropper.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we lived within the cotton fields and the corn fields. But, girl, back up in the woods
mm-hmm.
where all of the wild berries grew
mm-hmm.
and stuff grew up on the trees, we just went and just picked stuff.
That's right.
And so, but, and how our families knew what these things would do, it's still a mystery to me, because I no longer have my grandparents or my great-grandparents to even talk about those kind of issues.
Mm.
But the medicinal effects and major corporations and universities know that these things have healing powers. It's just that everyday layperson refuses sometimes to believe that to eat an orange is a great healing thing.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, I mean, my father, not a father, we had a farm, and we'd eat dandelion salads. We would go out and we would get all kinds
mm-hmm.
of stuff, grow all kinds of stuff from the earth and we were healthy.
And another thing, Liz, that when you eat fruits and vegetables, especially when you're juicing them,
mm-hmm.
you really smell the earth.
Yeah, you do.
You do.
Yeah, you do.
You do. And I've had some people say, ooh, that smells like dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
it does.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it just reminds you that is the same chemical makeup that you have when in your fresh fruits and vegetables. You smell that earth. That's the same chemical makeup that we are as the body.
And you know what? And no offense to anybody out there, I'd rather smell dirt than blood from a meat.
Yep.
Okay? I'd rather do that. Let me get to a caller or two here. Edward, good morning.
Yes, I have two questions. You can really eat dandelion and want it grow in your yard?
Yes, sir.
That little yellow thing that come up?
No, the green part of it. The leaves that are...
Not the flower.
Right. Well, I mean, there are people that make dandelion tea out of the flower.
Okay, another part. What can you do for sinuses?
Okay. Thanks for your question, Edward.
Okay.
We don't want this show to be a. We're not trying to diet or treatment there, but there are some. Fruits are good for the mucus, cleaning out mucus.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so
peppers are good only because it stimulates something in the mucous membranes, and that's why when you eat spicy foods.
Mm-hmm.
Your nose drips,
that's right.
You have to blow your nose.
That's right.
So those kind of things clear up the whole sinus system.
And I think it would be a good idea for people that have those types of questions is not only to look for foods that, because the research is out there,
mm-hmm.
there are juices that you can do that help with the sinuses, but also you need to do your research on the stuff that you're putting in your body that is mucus causing.
Right.
You
right.
know, milk is one of those mucus causing types of things. So Right. So do your research on that. Check not only what you need to put in to help you, but what you're already putting in that is also causing some of your problems.
And also to check your environment as a whole, because a lot of times with sinuses, and I suffer from them also, mm-hmm. when the weather shifts, and all the mold and the mildew and everything, that dogwood that gets up in the air, I mean, you have to do things to just purify the environment that you're in. You can't control everywhere, mm-hmm. but certainly you can control what's in your home.
Tony.
Yes, hi, Liz.
Good morning.
Can you tell me, like, the price range of a good juicer?
Good question.
And what type of store might have a juicer?
Excellent question, Tony.
Thank you
for that.
In terms of that, Liz, most major stores like a Sears or any store like that, Walmart, they may range anywhere from about, I would say, a good one from about $100 to almost $300 to $500 mm-hmm. for a real good one. I think the Champion that we have, I think they're about $360.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They are, it's an investment.
It's an investment.
Absolutely an investment.
And then the ones that we have, the industrial ones that they have at the restaurant and at any other, I mean, those are really expensive because they're much bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like this major contraption.
Right.
You know, so they can range anywhere. Where a good quality one from anywhere from 100 to about 500 or more.
And that's really what you have to plan on, for anywhere
right.
from $100 to $200 to $300
right.
for
right.
a really, really good one.
For a really good
one. Now, they have cheaper ones out there, and it depends upon how much time that you want to spend
juicing,
not dismantling it, cleaning
mm-hmm.
it, or working with it to get it to do what you want it to
right.
do.
Right, right.
Champion, I love my Champion juicer.
I do too.
I really do. It is, again, it sits on my kitchen table.
Right.
It is right there, and it is so easy to clean. There is no fuss,
right.
no muss with the Champion.
Right.
And Eternity has those.
Right.
I bought mine from Eternity.
And it's a quite sturdy piece of equipment.
Yes,
so it's
it
not
is.
Something you want to just take up and down every
no,
day.
It's not.
It's really, really sturdy.
It feels like the appliances that you know, your parents grew up with or that your grandparents, old school stuff
old
because
school.
It is so solid, you can't move it, you can't
right.
bump it, you can't knock it. You have, that's what I'm saying, mine stays on my kitchen
right.
table. I pull it forward a little bit when I'm making my juice and
right.
push it back because it's wonderful.
And then also, Liz, just quickly, with the major in juices that you have at your home, they also have safety features on them.
That's
just in
right.
case you don't
That's
know
right.
how to hook up stuff right,
right.
the juicer will not work
That's right.
if it's not assembled correctly.
Kind of like food processors.
Like, right,
they
right.
have those automatic designs with them so that you can't
right.
stick your finger in there. You
right.
can't do that.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. Let me get to one more caller here. Orlando.
Oh, good morning.
Good
I'm
morning.
Sorry. I missed a portion of the show. Did you say that the V8 is not good for you? Because I drink a lot of V8.
We didn't talk specifically about V8, but we certainly will.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Orlando.
Thank you.
We're saying that the principle of juicing is when you actually juice fresh fruits and vegetables, that in order for you to get the maximum benefit of what you're doing from the juices, it has to be consumed within 20 minutes. Anything after that, it slowly begins to oxidize and lose the vitamins and nutrients. Now, when you have stuff that has been sitting on your shelf for who knows how long and what other chemicals and things that are being put in the food, that juice has been severely compromised. That's what we're saying.
And it doesn't have the same nutritional value and the same benefit. You're not putting the benefit
mm-hmm.
into your body that you think that you are. You're trying to do the right thing. And another thing about VA juice, you really need to look at all of the ingredients in VA. And as I recall, VA has a whole lot of sodium in it. A whole lot of, as I recall, there's a whole lot of sodium in V8. So, the issue of whether or not it's good for you, the question really should be is what do I really want to put into my body and what am I getting the biggest bang out of my buck of putting into my body?
Right.
And
right.
and look at the ingredients to make that decision.
And most of the time, when you look at the juices that are on the shelf, they're going to contain a lot of sodium
mm-hmm.
because that's part of the whole processing of
shelf life.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Keeping it on the shelf.
Keeping it on the shelf.
Okay, well, let's get to some of the recipes here. Get your pencils out,
okay.
folks. We told you that there were going to be some recipes for you. So.
I'm going to do some and I'm going to let you do some.
Okay. All right.
We're going to start with some basic stuff. Now, this is just for the basic person starting juicing.
Juicing 101.
Juicing 101. So we're going to assume that everybody has their favorite juices.
Okay.
All right. And we're talking about getting fresh fruits and vegetables, not frozen stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we're going to do a carrot apple. And that will just primarily take 6 carrots and 2 apples. And basically, it's a carrot juice. But apples are pretty much used as a sweetener
mm-hmm.
when you're juicing.
Mm-hmm.
Some people like just straight carrot juice, but carrot juice is sweet in and of itself. But when you add apple to it, sometimes it makes it more palatable.
Carrot juice is an acquired taste.
It, juicing itself is an acquired taste.
Yes, it is.
Although,
I'm telling you, I lose my mind over my pineapple-apple-pear combo.
The fruits are always sometimes easier
mm-hmm.
for people to do as opposed to the vegetable drinks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can just explore because there's a combination of things that people can do. You're not locked into carrot apple. You can find whatever combination
mm-hmm.
works for you.
But you really need to, and as you grow in the whole juicing thing, you grow into, okay, I've done some fruits now I'm going to grow into the vegetables, trying to get the vegetables into me as well. Okay,
right.
Give us another recipe.
Okay, how about you can always do a cantaloupe juice,
okay.
And basically you just cut the cantaloupes up into wedges and cut those wedges up into chunks, but you have to take off the skin,
mm-hmm.
all right, and just juice the cantaloupe.
See, I mean, and that's the thing. When we talk about fast food, we're talking about F-A-S-T,
absolutely.
Fast food, and it's not complicated. It's not, okay, you got to create the pastry, you got to roll it up, you got to let it rise, you got to put it in the oven. This stuff is fast and easy.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Now, you can also do an orange or a grapefruit a juice, which basically consists of 3 oranges that are peeled or 1 grapefruit. Or you can do a combination approach.
That's peeled.
You have to take the peelings off of all of your fruits and vegetables, like the oranges and the apples and the pineapples.
Not the apples.
The oranges, the grapefruits,
right.
And the pineapples, but leave the skin on, like the pears and
mm-hmm.
the apples.
Right.
All right. Oh, and
but
I have.
Make sure. You wash your fruits.
Yes,
wash
you gotta
your
wash
fruit.
Them.
Wash them, wash them, wash. You can even do soap and water. You mean you can just scrub your fruits to get all the stuff. If you're not doing organic, there's a double reason why you need to wash and scrub your fruits before you do that.
Right. And also, when you're dealing with carrots, you want to cut where the part that goes in the ground, the big part
mm-hmm.
of it,
mm-hmm.
you want to cut maybe about an inch off.
And then cut the tip off as well.
And cut the tip off
as
well.
And peel it.
And peel it.
Do you peel it?
You don't have to.
Just have to scrub it.
You just scrub it.
Okay.
Right. Just scrub
okay.
it. How about an evening regulator, which is the same as a morning regulator? Now, let me explain this before I say it. The body's on, it still remains on an elimination cycle almost up to 12 o'clock noon.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good time. If you're going to take anything to move your bowels,
mm-hmm.
that's a good time to do it, especially 5 o'clock in the morning
mm-hmm.
when there should be pretty much nothing filtering into the body except for what's already there. So
you get up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Don't eat. Okay, so at 5 o'clock, you want to juice 2 apples and a pear,
mm-hmm.
all right? And drink it. Or, again, you can do maybe about 10 to 12 ounces of prune juice.
Mm-hmm.
It's still the same. In an hour, if your body is functioning right and it's not on overload,
mm-hmm.
you should be going
mm-hmm.
somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And the same thing with, I don't pretty much like to do the juicing at night because they work. If you're going to do it as a regulator,
mm-hmm.
you really have to do it on an empty stomach.
Mm-hmm.
If you do it within 1 or 2 hours after you eat, it still doesn't have the same effect.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say even...
And that's only if you're using it as a regulator.
As a regulator.
There's all kinds of wonderful benefits to
right.
juicing. So if you're trying to use it as a regulator, that's how you would use it.
Right.
Otherwise, you can drink it whenever you drink it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But again, to know when to juice is also very important.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we're going to stick with that one. And there's a lot of good ones in here because you got like a sunshine cocktail, which is 4 to 6 strawberries and apples. Now, and then the person can determine how much of what they want. They may want maybe 4 ounces. So, but these are all recipes that would just give you somewhere to start.
And they're it's really only limited by your imagination
and your
remembrance of what it is that you like.
Right.
I love pineapple, so I'm heavy on the pineapple. I love apples, so I throw the apples and the pineapples together. I throw the orange in there. And what's really cool about it is that I like the fact that it is room temperature. I like the fact that there is body to it. I like the fact that it's frothy.
Mm-hmm.
And the pineapples make it really, really, really frothy. So I take, and again, there is no exact science to this. So when we're giving you recipes, these are just really combos.
Right.
And it's all done to taste. You can take big hunks of pineapples, throw in, I do big hunks of pineapple, 2 apples, 2 oranges, and if I feel like I throw in a little grapefruit in there. And
mm-hmm.
I have this big 15-ounce glass of juice that I drink in the morning.
Right, right. Those are good things that you have to just keep in mind, Liz, because when you're juicing, it's like your creativity can really come forward. However, you have to have some basic knowledge of juicing because there are some very potent
mm-hmm.
vegetables out there that you have to be very careful of.
Such as
beets.
Mm-hmm.
The beets are very potent,
mm-hmm.
and so is spinach,
mm-hmm.
and so are some of your other greens.
When
I say potent, it means that when you're juicing, you don't juice a whole beet
mm-hmm.
with anything.
Mm-hmm.
If you juice a beet, you want to start with at least a quarter of a beet. You cut the beet in half, and then cut the half in half.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's how you start, because that will consume, just that 1/4 piece will consume everything that that's already in the juice.
And I can tell you from experience, if you superfoods and all of that, the green stuff lays me out in not a very pretty way.
Yeah.
So with the vegetables, more so
the vegetables, more so with the fruit.
Less than the fruit, more so than the fruit. The vegetables, you have to be very, very determined and very, very clear on what it is that you're combining.
Because, right.
Because they can rip roar through your system.
Absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And then again, and don't be alarmed by nausea,
mm-hmm.
because it's just your body saying, I'm really not used to this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm used to you doing some other things,
mm-hmm.
but let me get acquired to it. Oh, and while we're talking about that too, Liz, people with diseases or illnesses have to be cautious also about juicing.
Talk to your doctor first.
Absolutely. So real quick, I got a lot of pineapple juice combinations,
okay.
Liz. I got a pineapple grapefruit, a half a grapefruit peeled, and 2 rings of pineapple. You can do pineapple tangerine, 3 rings of a pineapple and 4 peeled tangerines. And a good book that I'm reading from right now is called Fresh Juice Recipes and Menu Planner it's the Juice Man book.
All right. And you can get some books about juicing at Eternity Deli.
Yes.
Okay, so go on down to Eternity Deli. I want to make sure that you know this option. There's a juice master at Eternity Deli. You can go down. You can talk to Doug.
And they'll show you.
And they will show you. They will walk you through it. There are courses on juicing at Eternity Deli. You have more questions about that, call Eternity Deli at 454-1851. That's 454-1851. And while you're there, have some of the wonderful vegan cuisine. Today's Friday, so I know there's lasagna. I know there's something warm for this very, very, very cold winter day. So get on down to Eternity Deli at 11 South Euclid, 454-1851. And there's some other wonderful things going on at Eternity. What are some of the opportunities that people have?
We still have the cooking classes.
Mm-hmm.
Those are still going to be going on, although Nishamnia has went on to her next assignment, but we always keep a master chef in the house.
I understand, but yeah. Breaking my heart.
That was just your particular one.
Yeah.
So we also have the Men's Health Coalition that meets once a month. You can always call the deli for the dates and times of the Men's Health Coalition. And lastly, but not least, we're getting ready to start the next round of 30 days to a newer you.
Mm.
This is a whole detox program. Registration starts February the 18th, and the classes actually start the 25th of February at the Fisher Wellness Center.
Excellent. And the phone number for the Fisher Wellness Center?
314-837-9777.
And what's our word for the day?
Again, we just want to encourage our listening audience that I will try a juice this week. Just one.
Just one.
Just one. Any one of your choosing. Go anywhere. You can go to Eternity. We would love to have you there, but just go anywhere. Or if you have your juicer back on the shelf,
there you go.
In the pantry, just
dust
go
it
pick
up,
it up.
Clean it up. Wash your fruits and vegetables and just try a juice.
And go do it.
And try a juice. And I want to thank you very much. And what we're going to be doing
pleasure.
Next week?
My pleasure.
What are we going to be doing next week? Oh, it's the end of the month, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, it's the end of the month, so it's our cooking class. Okay,
cooking.
So we're gonna have to find Nishamni and bring her back in for our cooking.
I'll call her. I'll call her and see what she wants us to do.
All right. So next Friday is our cooking class. Linda McKirkland, Program Director for Healthy Futures. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Liz.
And I'll talk to you next week.
Likewise.
We're gonna take a break, folks. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get to us.
Okay, let's
jump in the water. Wash away these blues. Out into the ocean. Current takes hold. Words already been spoken. Tales already been told. Hearts already been broken. Wounds already been healed. Do you wanna be loved? Do you wanna be loved for real? Do you wanna be loved?
Global News Update. Dateline London. The BBC has a new documentary out that says back in the 1950s, the Army made a deal with the Seventh-day Adventist Church to provide people as guinea pigs for experiments with biological weapons at a research center near Washington, D.C. The church members were conscientious objectors who agreed to become infected in exchange for not having to serve on the front line. Over 2,000 people took part in these experiments from 1954 up until 1973. What happened was they were not directly infected with the biological agents. They were exposed to them and then were injected with new vaccines to see if they worked. If they didn't, they were given medical treatment. There's another study going on of over 6,000 veterans who claim their health was ruined by similar tests during the Cold War years. Some of these men were sailors who were exposed to the spraying of lethal chemicals like nerve gas out in the open sea. A report from a Senate Committee on Veterans Affairs had found that the Defense Department failed to adhere to ethical standards when they used human subjects for testing, and they also misrepresented the dangers the men would be exposed to. The documentary also says that other tests involving the release of bacterial agents in large U.S. cities and on public transit facilities were also conducted. This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update. Coming up next Friday, February 24th, we have a return visit from Gina Page, president of African Ancestry Incorporated. Our phones went crazy the last time she joined Liz and talked about how her company was offering DNA analysis to identify ethnic heritage and ancestry. But this time around, Gina's going to offer a free DNA analysis to one lucky Wake Up Call listener. You'll just have to tune in to find out how that works. Plus, to add more high drama, Liz Brown herself has had a test done, and her results will be revealed during the interview. So don't miss this exciting hour on the Wake Up Call Friday, February 24th at 8 a.m. as we revisit African Heritage Analysis with Gina Page. What is race? What is racism? How has racism been manifested, and what are its effects? The Missouri Historical Society addresses these fundamental issues in the African American History Series. On Saturday, February 18th at 12 noon at the Missouri History Museum in Forest Park, explore the historical relationships between various racial and ethnic groups in St. Louis by taking part in the guided Missouri History Museum tour, St. Louis in Black and White. After the tour, celebrate the life of late civil rights pioneer Rosa Parks in the dramatic play, Rosa Parks and the Montgomery Bus Boycott, performance at 2 p.m.
Tickets are $5 per person for the general public and $3 per person for Missouri Historical Society members. Reservations are required. Call 361-9017 or go to www.mohistory.org.
Tune in Friday evenings from 8 to 10 to The Ken Dyson Show, where I take a unique look at individuals, places, and things. And you have a front row seat. The more you listen, the more you know. The more you know. The more you know. Right here on WGNU Radio Free, 920 AM.
Are those wedding bells I'm hearing? You know what that means. No, not Valentine's Day. It's the St. Clair Bridal Fest Spring Review at St. Clair Square, February 18th and 19th. Whether you're planning an entire wedding or just looking for ideas for your wedding planner, the St. Clair Bridal Fest Spring Review is the place to be. Bridal Fest will have vendors and exhibitors from all areas of the bridal and party industry. See the latest fashions while you explore a variety of displays that are sure to inspire. Take a break in the center court and enjoy the music from Night Magic Entertainment. Don't forget to stop by the Bridal Registry, sign up for the mailing list, and pick up your Bridal Fest bingo card. Fill in the spaces and you could win one of thousands of dollars and prizes to be given away all weekend long. That's the St. Clair Bridal Fest, February 18th and 19th, hosted by St. Clair Square in Fairview Heights. Sponsored by Pandy Cakes, Night Magic Entertainment, and Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. Get more details at spcshows.com. This is a Specialized Promotional Concepts production.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
That's right. Where else, where else, where else are you going to get your... It's almost springtime. It's time to start thinking about cutting your lawn. Lawnmowers. How about tractors? How about... Okay, you want to watch on TV? You want to watch it in style? So you want a big screen television? You don't have to go to the mall. There is a full service Sears right in your neighborhood at 3425 Union. Jerome Williams, you need to get on down there, get your shop on, the best customer service in town. He will make you feel like a superstar. And if you don't have anything to buy at Sears this week, here's what I want you to do. Pass it on to your friends. Tell your friends about Sears. Get them to go and buy their refrigerator, their washer, their dryer. I'm Liz Brown. Get your shop on at Sears at 3425 Union.
Next on Mondays at 9, the issue of spy chips, the latest high-tech form of snooping. New devices called radio frequency identity chips allow businesses to keep track of products. But can they be implanted into people to track every move they make? Are we coming to a world where everything and every person on the planet will have a number and a way to keep track of them? A scary look at Big Brother with Liz McIntyre, author of Spy Chips, on the next edition of Mondays at 9 with Liz Brown. A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
I know I'm praying for much too much, but could you send me the only man she loved? I know you don't do it usually, but dear Lord, she's dying to dance with my father again. Every night I fall asleep, and this is all I ever dream.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. Oh, Luther, he's dancing with his daddy now. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. I have had email requests. I've had letters. I've had people articulate to me that they don't think it's fair that the Because We Care packages are given away in the 10 o'clock hour every Friday. They think we should be given away because we care packages at another time where there are other people that they can have a chance to get because we care packages. So what we are doing is we are retooling the because we care package. And we're still going to continue to do them on Friday, but I think we're going to have to expand them to another component of the show. So next week we're going to have probably half a dozen because we care packages that we want to give away for next week. We have some wonderful guests coming up next week. Spy chips. They're putting spies in your private, they're putting spy chips in your private parts. This is going to be one of the scariest things that you've ever heard. We have that coming up next week. We also have a number of wonderful books that we're going to be giving away because we care packages all for next week. But I think we're going to do it twice a week. So stay tuned. Pay attention for next week. We will reinstate, because we have retooled our Because We Care package program. So make sure you pay attention for that next week. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. And I am so excited for this time, not this time next week, but next Friday. Very, 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 very special show that we're going to be doing. You know how we had the African Registry people on the show a few months back, talking about how you can find out what part of Africa your ancestors came from, what country, what place? Well, they're going to come back, and guess what? I'm going to find out, because I was tested. I'm going to find out what part of Africa my people came from, and we're going to give away one free test to some lucky, lucky, lucky person out there. So we're going to have a wonderful show next Friday where I find, because I don't know yet. I don't know. They haven't finished my test yet. So we're going to find out together where, what part of Africa my people came from, and we're going to give away one free test to some lucky, lucky, lucky person out there. So you don't want to miss the show next Friday. Keep your babies home from school. Keep your babies home from school, because it's going to be a very, 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 very special show. So we have a wonderful week coming up just for you. And if you missed some of the shows this week, don't forget, you can go to my website, lizbrown.com. Check out the shows that you missed, or check out the shows that you didn't have a chance to catch. Check out the shows that you want to share with folks. Get to lizbrown.com. The shows are, there's additional information there. The shows are archived. You can go to White Rose Society, get the rest of the shows that are archived. You need to get to the website to catch up on what you weren't able to get to all this week. So, until then, I'm so excited for next week. I'm so excited. I'm so, so, so excited to find out. To find out. It's going to be such a special, special thing to find out where my people came from. What country in Africa my people came from. Whew, I'm excited. You don't want to miss this. That's going to be next Friday. So, until then, you know the drill. Stay strong.
To use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember? I will never say that progress is being made. If you took a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below, that the low knee.
I think I'm hearing revolution. The air brothers.
The
issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase.
Ferocious storms are tearing across the country, packing heavy rain and wicked winds.
Pretty wild. I've never seen that amount of hail for that long.
People in St. Louis say they're talking serious hail.
When it got about the size of golf balls, then I was getting really worried.
The storms blew out the lights in Michigan and Indiana, then dumped snow in Minnesota just in time for morning rush hour. Right behind the storm system, a blast of polar cold that's frosting people in North Dakota.